The thing about online shopping in Sitka is nobody wants to talk about it. I started out this piece thinking I would talk to a few people eager to share their online shopping tricks. Bing, bang, boom. I posted to a popular Facebook group, Sitka Chatters, and got a few comments. Several people were passionate about online shopping and food prices, but no one wanted to talk on the record about it. So I decided to dig in on my own. I went to the recycling center. All right, I've made it to the dumpster. And I'm going to get inside. I don't know if this is a good idea. This first box I see is Amazon. Got some bananas. A couple plain boxes. All right, here's an Amazon box. Amazon, plane.
Do you need boxes?
Oh no, I'm doing a radio piece. Oh. That's a big Amazon box. What did you get in there?
Oh, we got a gift for my grandchild's 6th birthday.
Okay, cool.
Definitely an Amazon purchase, embarrassingly so.
The dumpster told me that some people are buying big quantities of goods from Amazon. But why? After a few false starts, one of the women who responded to my post online said she'd meet up to talk. Sue Brown said it's not about having more options online, but about saving money.
Well, I've always, believed in the fact that you shouldn't pay more than necessary to get what you want. So I guess it's a matter of taking the time to comparison shop.
Brown emphasizes that she does buy local much of the time and wants to support local shops.
I don't mind paying a little bit extra. However, it's hard to reconcile paying 150% or 200% or even 300%, I have seen, some items at the grocery store here in town versus what I can get them online with free shipping.
Talking to Brown told me a little about the typical consumer buying food for the home kitchen. But what about people who operate a food business? North's sister Juice and Crepe Company is in a tiny strip mall. Behind the immaculate counter, aproned employees handle produce and blenders. I met there with Caitlin Way.
I own Fisheye Coffee and I own North Sister as well with my business partner, Elena Peterson.
Wade told me they buy almost all the food in their shop online, wholesale. Their produce, their sauces, sweeteners, everything. It's cheaper by 30 to 50%, and they can get bulk sizes of necessities. Occasionally, they'll purchase small items from the grocery store. Wade showed me around the storage areas of North Sister.
I can show you back here first, but this is the freezer items, and most of this comes from Azure, so we're able to get bulk amounts of all of these fruits. Big 50-pound bags of oats or flour, and then same with sauces, like vinegars and coconut oil and maple syrup. We're able to order online bulk amounts, which we need because we go through so quickly.
When Wei inherited these businesses, they were already set up to buy food wholesale. That's how she's operated since the beginning. But this left me wondering, are Sitkans buying more online now than ever before? Multiple sources seem to think so. So I went to the person who sees those packages before they are opened.
My name is Ed Conway, and I'm the manager of the Pioneer Postal Station here on Lincoln Street.
Conway has been working in the post office for the last 20 years, alongside Dolores Doggett.
You know, what we've seen in the last probably 6 to 8 years, and over the past 20 years is, you know, we've seen in our post offices, we've seen an influx of parcels, and mainly what we're seeing is Amazon boxes. That's probably half of what we're putting up each day. It's unbelievable, really, how much we put through in Amazon boxes here.
Conway says the biggest increase in Amazon boxes has been in the last 4 years. He doesn't know how much is food, and he imagines some of the boxes are being reused. He also speculates that it's probably bad for the local businesses here.
Yeah, it's just part of the times, you know? It's part of the times, and me and Dolores here, we're seeing it firsthand.
It's clear that Sitkans are buying more online, including food. I found out why they're shopping online and how much. But now, I wonder how much this online shopping is affecting the community. Reporting from Sitka, I'm Rachel Cassandra.